Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Music and Ease is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. So we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that have tuned in from by Internet, if you would like to participate this evening, you can call 347 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you will be connected, and you can communicate with the speaker. You can communicate with whomever is on. We have a speaker almost every week. So we have we're going to be in North Carolina, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, this evening, and we do invite you to participate in the interactive discussion. We're going to have prayer. After we have prayer, then we're going to move on over to Rocky Mount, North Carolina, with Minister Cassandra Ricks. And she's going to be, her topic is Trusting God, and she's coming from Matthew 6, and she'll be starting at the 25th verse. So we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to move on over to Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for being God and God all by yourself. We know that we can do nothing without you, and that's why we come before you, just to honor you for who you are. Lord, we ask that you would bless the speaker this evening, that you would just allow the words that she speaks, Heavenly Father, that it would reach the hearers, Heavenly Father, and it would be a change in their lives, Father. Lord, we thank you for knowing that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And Lord, Father, we ask that you would bless the sick and afflicted. Lord, we're asking prayer for Stuart Hawthorne, who is in a nursing home recovering. We ask, Heavenly Father, for healing on his body, Heavenly Father, as he continues to recover. We know that you are God who's able to turn things around. We're also asking, Father, Lord, for Pastor Robinson, for Pastor Robinson from out of Tennessee. We are praying for him, Heavenly Father, keeping him on our prayer list. Also, Minister Robinson, Bill Robinson from out of Atlanta, Lord, we continue to keep him on our prayer list as well. Lord, there are others that we have on our prayer list, and we ask, Lord, that you would just bless Alabama, Tanette Dickerson, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would strengthen her, that you would encourage her, Heavenly Father. Let her walk, continue, Heavenly Father, to be in you and you in her. Let her abide in you, Heavenly Father, as she goes through her trials, Father, Lord. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for knowing that when you are in the midst of things, that things turn around. And, Lord, we're leaning and we're depending on you. We're trusting on you. And, Lord, we're looking forward to a victory from each and every one that we have prayed for. Lord, we just call things as they are, as though they are not. We claim the victory that no weapons that are formed against them shall prosper. We claim it, we declare it, we decree it in the majestic name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. We're moving on over to Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Amen, amen, amen. Minister Ricks, are you there? Minister Ricks, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How are you? How's the weather there?
It's going to get cold tonight. We had a nice day yesterday, and today we had like 78 yesterday.
Okay, so that's cold.
No, yesterday it felt good. Today it started in the 50s. It's going to get down about 29.
Ooh, okay. All right. That sounds like Ohio. That's what we go through.
yesterday was so pretty.
We were happy. So it's been in the 20s today, and we're looking forward to warm up tomorrow. But that's basically what we go through. It's up and down. But I was expecting to be 80 degrees there.
No, it's not. It was that wind. That wind made it even colder.
Really. Amen. Well, listen, I'm going to move on out of the way and you know, let God work through you, and we're going to be open and receptive to what God has laid up in your heart to share with us today.
All right, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Tonight, the topic is on trust God and believing in his word. Amen. We're going to read from Matthew chapter 6. The verses I will be reading will start at verse 25 through 34. But before I begin with that, I would like to, go back through chapter 1. You know, start at chapter 1 and just give you an idea of what we're going through that leads up to chapter 6. And from what I was studying in chapter 1, that the people of Israel, you know, they were waiting for the Messiah, their king. And Matthew is showing the genealogy of David. God did not send his son, Jesus, to be an earthly king, but to be a heavenly king. And Matthew just states that Jesus' kingdom will be much greater than David's, because the kingdom that Jesus has for us, that God has for us, is eternal and is much greater than the things that we could ever possess here on earth. Matthew also talks about Herod and Satan being afraid of Jesus' kingship, and how they both tried to stop others from worshiping Jesus, but people continue, you know, to bring him gifts and things like that. And so Jesus is also explaining in the previous chapters, with the Sermon on the Mount, he's about directions for kingdom living. And Jesus describes to us through the ministry that he was teaching us the difference between his kingdom and the kingdom here on earth. So the whole book of the book of Matthew is just talking about showing us, giving us a description of Christ's authority and the conflicts that Jesus faced with other religious believers, and encounters that Jesus, you know, how he reacted to those encounters that he had with other ministries, other ministers, Amen?
Amen.
And what I notice about this text is the text is encouraging to us to have faith in God with no matter what we are faced with. What we as believers must understand is that God cannot be compared to any person or any kind of power, because he has all power and God has authority, and he is our supreme ruler of eternity in heaven and earth, and with us and with the angels. Amen? And also, we must also gravitate to the fact that Jesus was sent by God, and we can trust him with our lives. And we must also recognize him, even though we're living, you know, we're faced with, you know, a fallen world. We must recognize him, and we must build our faith and trust in him. And just understand that the obstacles and the different things that we face, it really has nothing to do with us, but it has everything to do with him. And we just have to learn how to trust him. And that's what God is just saying to me at this time, that we have to trust him and believe that this word is his inspired word in order for us to make it, and to stand and not compromise with the things that we will face and the challenges that we will have. Amen? So one of our reading the verse, and it says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. It is not the life more than meat. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with how shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. And like I was saying a few minutes ago, I said we must gravitate to the fact that Jesus was sent by God, and we can trust him with our lives, and we must recognize him even though we live in a failing world serving an invisible God. We must understand that it's not our fight. The fight is in between God and Satan over our soul. We cannot gravitate to the things of this world. We must build our trust on things eternal. In our text, Jesus is teaching us how to live a life that is preparing us for eternal kingdom by living holy and practicing what he teach, what we teach. Jesus has shown us through his resurrection that he has all power, and death cannot stop his plan for eternal life. We will never reach this eternal life if we do not learn how to trust God and believe in his inspired word. We have to know that the answers are in the volume of the book, and there is nothing new under the sun. So anything that we face in this world, if we take time out for God and search the scripture, it's in there. And the resolution to what we're up against or what we're facing is in the scripture. We have to believe it. We have to trust God. And we just have to stand on what his words say. Amen? We cannot trust in our eyes or anyone's words sometimes, because people, you know, Satan will use people to try to get us off focus. Well, we're not in our word like we should, and we're not hearing from God because we have other people interfering with that. So we cannot trust our eyes or just anyone's words. We have to compare what we are being told to what the scripture says for our lives. By doing this, we are learning how to take God at his word and building a sure foundation on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We have to take this stand and not compromise and not go back and forth, or we will not be able to have the faith that Jesus is talking about here in this passage, because we'll be so filled with anxiety and worrying. So having faith in his word is building a sure foundation on what God says for us to do, because we're facing some very perilous times right now. And sometimes that fear and that anxiety, it will cripple us. And it'll make us weak, and we will not be able to do what God needs us to do in various situations. Amen? Mm-hmm. You know, in Matthew
Amen.
6, you know, Jesus is continuing, and he's talking to us in Scripture about anxiety and faith. And he's telling us the difference between trusting in ourselves and trusting in God. Here we are seeing Jesus leaves us no room for compromising, and we have to choose one or the other. We can't do both. We cannot do both. Jesus confirms that our first loyalty should be on things eternal, things that cannot be stolen or used up or worn out. So, as we stated earlier, that we have to choose in between anxiety and fear. I mean, anxiety and faith. That's what we have to choose between, anxiety and faith. And so I wanted to make sure that I looked up the definition for anxiety. So anxiety is saying that we're worrying. We have a strong fear. And that strong fear interferes with our daily lives, our daily activities. And just as I stated earlier, fear and anxiety, it will cripple us. And sometimes the fear gets so severe, some people not being of the faith and not knowing Jesus Christ, they have to end up going to see a psychiatrist to get help because, you know, it's a compulsive behavior. And sometimes they end up on medication and other things. But the definition of faith is completely the opposite. The definition of faith says complete trust or confidence. It says a strong belief. It says a strength to walk with Christ, which comes from being focused on spiritual growth in the Bible study, in praying, in fasting, encouraging others with no motives, and loving others beyond their imperfections. And it's teaching us to stand firm with no comparison. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And as we also notice in verses 31 through 34, Jesus is telling us don't worry. So don't let anxiety take over you because this is what the pagans do. And pagans are people who hold religious beliefs. They do ideology. And one who has no belief in Jesus Christ, they go around and they try to obtain everything on their own. And they don't want to acknowledge God for being their provider, and they try to do anything to save themselves, and they're not leaning on God. They don't, and they're looking for self effort. They're looking for delight in sensational pleasures and material goods. Any questions so far? Any comments? So how do we develop this trust and belief in God's word, this trust that God is talking about? He's telling us in the scripture, he talks about the fowler of the air, which is the bird, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says the fowler of the air, they sow not.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do they go out and they reap.
Mm-hmm.
Nor do they store things up in their barns.
Mm-hmm.
Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than them? Did he not create us a little bit better than them?
Mm-hmm.
But we're so worried. We're so worried and we're so caught up in the materialistic world that we feel like, oh, because we don't have this or we don't have that. So what are we going to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about that? But God said all you have to do, you know, in chapter 7, he's talking about asking, seeking, and knocking. And I don't know whether anybody's paid attention, but in the word ask, it's three letters in the word ask, and it goes, and those three letters are saying ask, seek, and knock.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask God for these things,
mm-hmm.
and he will provide these things for us. But we don't believe the text. We don't believe that the answers are in the volume of the book. And that's what the religious leaders were doing during this time. They were praying in the synagogues in front of other people. They were doing all these religious acts, but behind closed doors, they were not practicing what they were preaching. They were just talking, doing a whole bunch of talking. But we have to learn from those techniques. We have to learn from what they've done, and we have to learn how to depend on God and how to rely on him and take his word as what it is. Because he says in the scripture, I can't remember exactly where it is, but I'm just paraphrasing. He says that before his word will return back to him void, heaven and earth shall pass away. Is that not what the text says?
That's what it says.
So when you take your hands and you rub them together, that means that you are still a living being on earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means heaven and earth has not passed away, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can believe this stuff, why we can't believe this invisible God has all power and that he will provide what we need? And why we can't believe that he's given us authority? He's given us authority to speak things. You know, for things to line up for us. But we don't exercise it. We don't use those things. Last time I was talking about our weapons and how we have all these things right here at our disposal that God has given in us, and we don't even use them. Amen.
Amen.
So back to the text. Well, he's telling us, don't worry. He's telling us to trust him. We need to learn what the scripture says about trusting him, and we need to use our weapon that he has given us, our shield of faith, to protect us from those fiery darts of the enemy. And I want us to look at a few techniques that I had looked up to let us know that God has a specific plan for our lives. And I'm going to take you over to Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 10. And, you know, God has a specific plan for our lives, and in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen? So this scripture tells us that God has ordained for us to walk in those, and walk in faith, to walk in love, to be prayerful at all times, and to seek his face, and to be workmen. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in him. So ordained. He ordained us to walk in them. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now I'm going to take you to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. And we're going to go to verse 5 through 6. Give me just one second. Proverbs chapter 3. Is anybody getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. So let's go to, let me see, Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 through 6. And it reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
Solomon, right? Little Proverbs.
Yeah.
He's given us wisdom and he's given us guidance. Right here, and he's telling us, trust in the Lord. Totally rely on God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. Our own understanding comes in is us trying to process things through what we see.
And what we feel.
Grandma can believe half of what you see and none of what you hear, because our eyes will fool us and we'll process the information wrong, and that might not be the intent that God had for us. So God said, don't trust yourself, but you need to lean on me. And he's also telling us in verse 6, he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Now, he just told us in Ephesians that he ordained us, right? He ordained it. And now he's telling us in Proverbs, he's telling us to walk with him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Read his word. Pray. Believe his word. Trust him. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in everything. See his glory. When you go outside and you feel the wind, you don't see it, but you don't question that, do you? Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. All right? And I'm also going to take you to, he gave me Romans chapter 12, and he told me to read verses 1 through 2. Romans chapter 12, 1 second, just bear with me, getting a little excited here, let me try to calm myself down. Romans chapter 12, and he gave me verses 1 through 2, and it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God is telling us that we need to renew our minds. We need to see what his word says, and we need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us the mind of Christ. And that's where our mind comes in and is being renewed. We're washing our mind with the word of God to get rid of our old thinking. Because we can't put new wine, what is it, new wine and old wineskin? We can't put new wine in old wineskin because it's going to burst. We got to get rid of our old way of thinking and our old way of processing. And our old way of thinking could be our learned behaviors. For instance, I am 42. I grew up in a house where they played cards on the weekend, they were drinking, and that was having a good time, and having cookouts and supplying all the drinks and everything. The house was a house of party. And growing up in that environment, these learned behaviors, that's what the good time was. And you were being taught some in my household. I can't talk about nobody else. In my household, we dress up. We go to church on Sunday. But as soon as we got out of church on Sunday, we were going to get the beer. We were going back to the house to have a cookout. And if anybody crossed you in between time you got out that church ground and home or before you went to bed that night, you were supposed to lay down your religion and give them a piece of your mind. But God is telling us, renewing my mind with the word of God and getting rid of that old wine is telling me that is not Christ-like behavior. And that is not what Jesus did. It's showing us how Jesus faced oppositions and different things. And even though he was in the environment with some of this stuff that was going on, he still displayed love. He told the truth. And he held on to his integrity. And he didn't compromise. Amen? Amen? Now I'm going to take you to 1 Thessalonians 4. That was the next scripture. And 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 3 tells us, one second here. First Thessalonians 4 and verse 3 tells us, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. God is telling us again, he's giving us a commandment. He's telling us to obey and to live right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And the next scripture I have is Proverbs 11. Anybody got anything they want to comment on?
The mic's open. Okay,
Proverbs 11 and verse 14. And it reads, Proverbs 11 and verse 14, and it reads, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, yes, because he tells us to seek God's input in everything we do. Amen? I'm going to take you to 1 Peter now, 4 and 10, because we have to pay attention to how God has wired us. He breathed into Adam's nostril. Amen?
Uh-huh.
And when he breathed into Adam's nostril, Adam became a living soul. God breathed his spirit into him.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And in 1 Peter 4 and 10, it tells us, let me see, as every man have received the gift, even so ministers the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So God has given us, I'm sorry, did I read the wrong thing? Yeah, that's the right thing. 1 Peter 4 and 10, yeah. So God has given us what we need. He's already wired us to do what we need to do to bring him glory for our lives. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to do is just listen. Listen to the spirit that's in us. But the spirit can't give us what we need if we don't put no word in us.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit brings the things of God back to our remembrance. But if we're not putting a word in us and we're not spending time with God, then we can't listen to the spirit. So John chapter 10 and verse 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So they listen, and God has given us everything we need so that we can follow him and listen, but we just do not engage in our weapons. And the last scripture I have for us is Proverbs 37, verses 4 through 5. Any questions? Any comments?
Mm-hmm. No, I just want to make a comment. And what I'm listening is that everything that we do, God wants us to glorify him in everything that we do. So when I think about that is I think about when we wake up in the morning, then we give glory to God. When we first wake up, we start our day by thanking God when we wake up. And that's what God wants us, keep our mind focused on him. And as we go throughout the day, just thanking God, you know, I mean, not only for blessing us with the good, but also blessing us with our bad experiences, because there are challenges that we are to go through, and through those challenges, we are to learn to depend on God. If everything was always right, we wouldn't be looking for God. We wouldn't be looking to God at all. So when I hear you talking about that, that's what I think about in terms of acknowledging God and keeping him on our mind, keeping, you know, a renewed mind. And as long as we spend time with God on a daily basis, we begin to start to change our thinking. We begin to start to change our attitude, our habits. We begin to do that. But it requires spending personal time with God. So I just wanted to share that as you was going through your scripture.
Amen. I said Proverbs. I meant Psalms 37. But I said verses 4 through 5. I'm going to read, I'm going to start at verse 1. And Psalms 37 and 1 says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herbs." And he tells us, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." So he's telling us again, trust him and do good.
Amen.
We got to obey
Amen.
Him, and we will dwell in the land, and we will be fed. And he tells us, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And a lot of people think that God is going to bless them with the desires of their heart. But as we begin to delight ourselves in the Lord and we begin to trust in God, we're beginning to learn about him, God is going to conform. He's going to conform his will into our will. And that's where the washing of the word comes in and the renewing of the mind, because the things that we wanted before we came into a deeper and intimate relationship with God, we recognize later on that those things are just materialistic things. And it
Amen.
Really has to do with God. And we no longer desire those things anymore. We right here where it's saying, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. The desires of thy heart is to want him, to love him, to glorify him, to please him, because he created us and he gave us choice. For us to choose. He made us able to choose, but he made us glorify him. And if we just commit, verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord and trust also in him. Look at how many times he said, trust him in just those few verses. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. That means he's going to manifest himself in you. And those
Amen.
Things that you thought you wanted, that you thought you needed, you will see that those things are just materialistic stuff. And you're going to want and desire the things of God. Amen?
Amen.
And it says
Amen.
In verse 5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 6 says, and he shall bring forth the righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. That righteousness as our light is going to be our God. Amen?
Amen.
And he's telling us in verse 7, he says, rest in the Lord. And resting in the Lord means trust in him. We're not anxious. We're not suffocated with fear. If we're resting in God, we're not anxious. We're not suffocated
mm-hmm.
in fear. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his own way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And it says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Amen? So what God has given us here, He's telling us to trust him. I don't care what it looked like. The answer is in the volume of this book. And he's asking us to trust him. He's asking us to delight in him and just seek him first. And that he is the authoritative. He has the authority. And there's nobody that has more power than him. Amen. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Any questions or comments? Hello?
Amen. We're here. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. No questions and no comments.
I was just going to say that I delight on the Lord on a daily basis. I delight, in the Lord, every day. I thank God, and I delight in everything that happens to me. I'm always grateful and appreciative knowing that, you know, that everything that happens, you know, is only because, you know, God is and his grace that he's given me. So I do delight in the Lord, and I don't take things for granted. I don't take things for granted.
And I also, what I have come to recognize too is that sometimes in the challenge, in the patience, I will ask myself, you know, what is it? You know, I used to say, what is it now? You know, but sometimes I ask myself, what is it that God want me to learn from this situation? And it changes the whole outlook on the whole situation. And I that's me going back to God, seeking him by saying, what is it God want me to learn? It's putting my antennas up to say, what is it that you're showing me in this that's going to help me be closer to you, that's going to teach me how to lean on you and how to trust you? And God just spoke it in my spirit this week about trusting him and just believing his word and just keep talking about it. And everybody that I come in contact with, to let them know that these are perilous times that we're facing right now. And people are worried about their futures, they're worried about, you know, insurance and all this other stuff. And God is just saying, don't get distracted about this. And don't be afraid of their faces. To trust him. He's going to give us courage to walk through this stuff. And we won't even have any scars. We won't have any scars, any war marks, because he's going to give us strength to endure these things. Amen?
Amen.
We have to remind
one another, mm-hmm. and we have to be reminded, because like you said, these are perilous times, and you listen to the news and you hear things. I've had to, like, in the car a lot of times I like to listen to talk radio. I've had to turn that off and just focus on, just keep on my praise and worship music, because that will eat you up. And by the time I get out the car, I'm depressed or I'm worried, or I can feel feel the tension in my back and in my head, you know. But God's word tells us to be anxious for nothing. But the enemy keeps flipping things in and reminding you, but remember, you know, you may not have any, you know, if this is, this may affect your insurance, this is going to affect your so-and-so, you know what I mean? Reminding you of especially with what's going on with the government now, reminding you of how it was in the 50s and, this, you know, in the 60s, and what's going to happen with schools and, you know, and all of that stuff. But God is still in control. He's the one that's driving the bus. It's not the enemy. And so we've got to be anxious for nothing. And nothing means nothing. Absolutely not one thing. Not one thing. From what I put on in the morning, from what I put on my table at night, from what, you know, from where my income is going to come from, that the Lord has always provided, and he will continue to provide no matter who's in office.
Amen, amen. And that's exactly what God was showing to me. And in the midst of it, he spoke to me. He said, when I, just like you, listen to it on the news, hearing it on the radio in the car, and then I'll put my gospel music on or something like that, or turn my phone on so it'll play through my Bluetooth. You know, God just told me in the midst of that, refocus, because this stuff is trying to get you off your course. You got to refocus. You got to refocus, or you are going to miss what I need you to do right now. When I need you to be polite to this person that I'm trying to speak to that may not be hearing clearly from me right now.
Right.
So I need you to refocus. Don't get distracted, and don't be thinking about how big this thing may be, or you are supposed to speak to that situation, and that situation shall move, because I've
been
to do these things. Amen. And that's just what he's been saying to me, you know, for this whole week. I wanted to talk about something else. He told me, no, you just keep encouraging your brothers and sisters to trust me and believe in my word.
Amen.
And don't
Amen.
Be afraid of their faces.
Amen. He sees it.
Mm-hmm.
He sees it. He sees it. He knows our cry. He knows every tear that falls. He knows the desires of our heart. He knows what we need. You know what? Humanity has gone on, you know, was going on before us. It'll go on without, you know, after us. The Lord's in control. The Lord is in control. And it's never changed. It has never changed. He is in control. He's got this. I like what you said about the lesson to learn, that is there a lesson to be learned? Because a lot of times we miss the lesson because we're so bent on being uncomfortable and want to complain about being uncomfortable to whoever will hear us or listen to us and what we went through or what our trouble is. But it is about the lesson. And if you get the value out of the lesson of whatever you've gone through, then you can share it with someone else. You can share it with someone else, and it'll make it easy or make it easier on someone else who's learning and growing and stretching too.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And that's what he wants us to do, be a blessing to somebody else. He wants to use us to do that and to show them him through us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Amen. Amen. You're a good teacher.
To God be the glory, because,
you're a good teacher. I hope we get to come down and visit you. But you're in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Yes, I am. I'm in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I go to my fellowship at Bread of Life Christian Church and Community Center. It's located on 907 East Holly Street in Rocky Mount. So if you're in the area, yes, we'll be glad to have you as a guest.
Oh, we'd love to visit. We'd love to visit. We got to get down that way, Brother Clay.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. Praise God.
That's
why
you could get one more. So you'll get to enjoy Carolina.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord for your word this evening. Thank you. Be anxious for nothing. I tell you, I got to be reminded of that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I got to be reminded of that. I take the reminders. I have to be reminded less frequently than I used to be, because my personality was one where I was a worrier, and I could be easily go into a panic, go into but praise God for maturity and for the lessons, like you said.
Amen.
Praise God for that. I'm not like I used to be.
Yes, and
I still
got
a way to go.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. We will be always forever learning and forever growing in the knowledge of God. Forever, every day, we
every
have
day.
New grace and new verses to learn something else.
Amen.
To learn
Amen.
Something. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. 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 So we're going to, we do thank you for coming on and sharing, you know, with us and reminding us to trust God. It doesn't make a difference what it looks like or what we're going through, that we must trust God. So we do thank you for that reminder as you just went through and unpacked, you know, all the different scriptures. We do thank you. We do thank you. We're going to close up right now. For those of you that tuned in or off the Internet, we do invite you next week. We're back here at 7 o'clock p.m. with New Beginnings Ministries, and please do join us. As you heard tonight, the word is always proclaimed. Amen. We always have to have the word on our lips. So we do thank you, Minister Ricks, for that word. We're going to ask, Sister Suzanne, you want to close us out in prayer?
Sure. Thank you again, sister. Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity this evening, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege, Father, of bringing your word, Father God, over the airwaves and over the internet. We thank you, Lord, that we have an archive library where we can go back and review and revisit this word this evening, Father God, and chew on it just a little bit more. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you would bless Minister Cassandra Ricks this evening, Father God. Bless her comings and goings, her rising up, her lying down, dear Lord. Bless everywhere she goes, Father God. Give her in her realm of influence, Father God, even extended, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for all those who come in contact with her, Father God, that they be blessed by the relationship, Father God, and in return that they speak a blessing and bless her, Father God. Not only bless her, Father God, with their words and with their deeds, but with tangible gifts as well, Father God, that they would pour into her ministry, dear Lord. I thank you, Father God, for her willingness to be used by you this evening, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord. Father God, I lift up New Beginnings Ministry this evening, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the doors that you're opening in the community, Father God, in the close area, Father God, and beyond. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for each and every family, dear Lord, that's represented in our circle, Father God, to support them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that every family will be covered right now by the blood of Jesus, Father God. And all those, Father God, on our sick and sudden list, Father God, that they still will be blessed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Praise your name, Father God. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you will increase our listening ear, our listeners, Father God, the active listeners, Father God, and the archive listeners, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you would open up new resources for us, Father God, online, Father God, and beyond, Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you would help us to continue to operate in your, to be a blessing to the kingdom, Father God, and show us, dear Lord, where we can work and where we can do better, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have people around us, Father God, to teach us, Father God, how we can be better stewards, Father God, of your resources, Father God, and how we can be better, Father God, at even ministering your word to the kingdom and beyond, Father God. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Until next week, God bless you. Every day is a new beginning. God bless you.
face the dawn.